When a group of athletes gathered in Hamilton, Canada in 1930, they had little idea the competition would one day encompass competitors from every continent in the world, representing around 30% of the global population. The suggestion for a British Empire Championship was first made in the late 1890s, but was sidelined until 1911, when a sporting festival was held as part of celebrations for the coronation of Britain's King George V. Plans were again shelved until August 1930, when athletes in the first games competed in events like athletics, lawn bowls, swimming and wrestling. Sports studies lecturer at Monash University, Dr. Tom Heenan, says the games, originally called the Empire Games, were a demonstration of British unity and might.
Now, this is a movement to bring these, through sport, to bring these countries into, create a link between English-speaking countries within the empire.
Held every 4 years, with the exception of 1942 and 1946, the competition underwent several name changes and became known as the Commonwealth Games from 1978 onwards. The event has been the site of both great accomplishment and controversy. The 1986 Games saw 32 of 59 countries boycott the competition over the British government's refusal to cut ties with apartheid-era South Africa. More than 30 years earlier, the 1954 Games in Vancouver witnessed England's Sir Roger Bannister beat Australia's John Landy in the so-called Miracle Mile race, the two men at the time the only people in the world to have broken the four-minute barrier.
And here he comes. Bannister goes streaking forward with about 250 yards to the tapes. Just look at his action as his long legs carry him nearer that world record. And Bannister has done it, though he's out on his feet.
And in 1990, a 16-year-old Cathy Freeman became the first Aboriginal woman to win a Commonwealth Games gold medal. Though there are 53 members of the Commonwealth of Nations, 71 teams take part in the Games, with many territories and island states such as Guernsey, Scotland and Montserrat competing individually. Dr. Heenan says the sporting competition shines the spotlight on nations and sports that often go unnoticed.
But there's a great degree of sentiment around the Commonwealth Games, and part of it is that countries such as India have embraced them, the Caribbean nations have embraced them, and it also gives a focus for nations that really don't have much sporting focus, such as Nauru, which has a huge weightlifting record in the Commonwealth Games. So these countries actually get a look in, and sports like lawn bowls get a look in as well, and therefore creates an interest in sport with people who normally wouldn't take an interest.
Australia has participated in every competition, winning more than 2,200 medals and hosted more times than any other nation. Monash University lecturer Dr. Heenan says Australia takes the contest particularly seriously.
When you go to the Commonwealth Games, it's Australia versus England, and this is how we actually define ourselves. You start off the Commonwealth Games with this feeling that we're in a family of empire. By the time we have the new nationalism in the 70s, we're beginning to define ourselves against England. And now, I think the Commonwealth Games show how that has developed.
The 2018 competition will see beach volleyball, paratriathlon and women's rugby sevens make their debut. It'll be the most gender equal yet, with the same number of medal events to be held for men and women for the first time ever in a major multi-sport event. Six-time Commonwealth Games gold medalist Dawn Fraser says she's proud she helped blaze a trail for women athletes. The swimming champion, who competed in two Commonwealth Games, says nothing compares to competing on home soil.
To walk out onto your arena and know that 90% of the people sitting in the stands are there for you, and that builds you up. And that's why I say to the younger generation today, if you're being for the Commonwealth Games to be held on the Gold Coast, think about the people in the audience. They're going to be there supporting you, not just the people around you at the time, but the people in the stands will support you, because you know why? You keep competing for Australia.
Reflecting on his time in the competition, former swimmer Kieran Perkins says the Games are often considered more friendly than many major sporting events.
You've got so many countries, so many athletes competing in so many different sports all coming together, and it creates this carnival atmosphere that just, it's unlike anything else you do. You know, most of my memories of the Comm Games sort of relate more to fun or the team stuff and how we were, as opposed to these kind of intense moments where it's just about this a race and the rest of it kind of fades away, which is really nice.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.